Mike, what is she saying? I'm stone and freed of my feet.
Hi, you know, you would pick the one song where I wouldn't know the lyrics.
I'm sure
all
that's
the
not
songs.
It.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you're wrong. I mean, taking a stab.
Okay, there we go. Music by Mike Reese, broadcast engineer for Rosie on the House, that you have tuned into this morning, and we certainly appreciate you doing so. We're here this hour. We've had a great fun hour at 7 o'clock talking about health and fitness and allergy season. We had a great outdoor living segment with Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau and John J. Harper. And now in the 9 o'clock hour, we turn the show over to you. Whatever it is you're trying to get done around your house, give us a call and let's see if we can't help you out. It's the 9 o'clock hour where you call in, you drive the show, you tell us what you want to talk about. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Those that listen to the 7 o'clock hour know that we had a topic last week that drove a huge number of responses this week. We kind of followed that up. Well, the other thing that we probably got the second most inquiries about is, where is your Saturday newspaper article? Well, our Saturday newspaper article is now found at rosieonthehouse.com. You can go to our website and you can subscribe to our weekly email newsletter and get that article like you have regularly been used to getting it, and have it delivered right to your home. You can also find it at rosieonthehouse.com. We post it on the front page under favorite links. And it's an article today on projects you can do in a long weekend. With Memorial Day weekend coming up, maybe you've got some project that you'd like to try and tackle. We took 5 different projects and talked through them. And we're going to talk through those here this morning in a little while. But before we get started, if your 3-day project involves anything having to do with outdoor pavers, outdoor retaining walls, or outdoor hardscape, you have about 3 more hours to take advantage of the most unbelievable Belgard paver and retaining wall sale happens once a year. It is the Superlight Old Castle Spring Cleaning Sale. It's today. It's the only day the whole year. It started at 6 a.m. They are going to close the yard at noon. It is open to the public. This is overrun product, obsolete product that maybe they've decided to change the color, the size, or dimensions on. It's all available today. From 6 a.m. to noon, here's the address, 4601 North 42nd Avenue. 4601 North 42nd Avenue. So why should you take the time to jump in your truck and run over there and take a look at the product that's available? I'll tell you why. Because they're offering product at up to 80% off. The spring cleaning sale, Saturday, one day only, one location, 4601 North 42nd Avenue. That would be a great project to tackle in the next couple hours. Stock your material, get it all back to your house, and be prepared to just stay home Memorial Day weekend, and let's try and get a project done. You know, sometimes a weekend just isn't enough. You know, a lot of people sleep in late on Saturday, which you should never do. And then you go to church on Sunday, so that kind of interrupts that day. And by the time you hit the ground Monday morning, you've really only had about 3/4 of one whole day to get anything done around the house. And that project you thought would take a couple hours has taken you 3 weekends because you're spending so much time driving your car to and from the hardware store, picking up parts and pieces, or plumbing. Boy, plumbing projects are the worst, right? Or am I right? Am I right about that, or am I wrong? Huh? Plumbing projects are absolutely the worst. You know, you get these just replacing the supply flexes in your home to the braided stainless steel so that you don't have to worry about those supply flexes bursting while you're going out on summer vacation. Just that job can take 8 or 9 trips to the hardware store because you don't know, is it 3/8, is it 1/2 inch, is it 9/16, is it ID, is it OD? I mean, it just drives you insane. That's why I say plumbers are probably the one underpaid trade in the entire construction industry. So maybe you've got another project you'd like to talk about. One of the projects we talk about in our do-it-yourself article this weekend, which again can only be found at rosieonthehouse.com now. And we do have, we are now bringing more video to that website as well. We've got 2 great videos on things you need to know about your air conditioning system coming into the cooling system, as well as things you need to know about replacing faucets in your house. So those instructional videos can be found at rosieonthehouse.com. The instructional video segment of Rosie on the House is sponsored by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. We appreciate them sponsoring it so we can bring y'all more great information. All right, so maybe it's not a plumbing project. Maybe it's not conditioning, getting your air conditioners ready for the season. Maybe you're just trying to hang a new piece of art or a mirror. You know, mirrors can weigh quite a bit. And we're seeing this as one of the trends in our remodeling company is for years we would just go into a bathroom and we would mirror the wall above the vanity sink. If it's a double vanity sink, we just stretch this mirror out 5, 6 feet, 8 feet, however long it was, and we'd run it from the top of the backsplash all the way to the top of the soffit. So you'd have a mirror that sometimes were 6 feet by 6 feet, 8 feet by 6 feet, just giant, huge mirrors. And we're being asked all the time, can we do something about taking that down and putting a frame on it and being a little bit more of an intimate framed mirror situation? We're seeing it constantly. So how do you hang that? When we hang those big, long mirrors, we have these clips that we mount into the studs just above the backsplash. And we drop the bottom edge of that mirror into those clips, and we press the top of the mirror up against the wall. And there are little clips, again, that are mounted into the studs that slide up and down. The mirror goes up against the wall, the little mirror clip slides down, and the mirror's in place. Many times we'll actually use a mirror mastic and glue it to the wall as well. But boy, that sure makes it hard for you or somebody later down the road to ever take it down and modify it or change it, because you're not very often going to get a mirror that has been mastic applied to the drywall to come off in one piece. In rare instances, you can do it. And there's a trick to it if you use a fan heat gun to kind of work the glue from the back. But more than likely, you get your arm about halfway down the back of that mirror, and you'll be using a razor blade, kind of scraping the glue, and that's about the time the mirror will explode in about 5 or 6 pieces, and you should be wearing protective clothing to even be doing it in the first place. So not a do-it-yourself tip I like, but if you're going from the big mirror to the framed mirror over each individual sink individually, you've got to worry about, does that sink, you know, I want y'all to stick with me here a minute. I want you to turn on your x-ray vision, okay? Walk into your bathroom in the morning and go up to your vanity. Now, when you're looking at the vanity, very often, if you look straight up to the wall behind you, that's very often where we have the plumbing in the wall coming down the wall to supply the hot and the cold water to your faucet. As well, it could be the very same stud cavity that we have taken the plumbing vent and run up through the roof. So to do that, we have spaced our studs separate from the center of your vanity. So now we have this mirror that we want to hang. And, of course, everybody knows the easiest way to hang any picture is just find the center of the picture, find the height that you want it at, and mount some kind of wall anchor. Hopefully something as heavy as a mirror will need to be hung on the stud. Hopefully there's a stud right there in the middle. Well, I can tell you that in the center of a bathroom vanity, the chance of finding a center stud lined up with the center of your vanity faucet and basin is practically nil. So the question is, how are we going to now, we've removed this giant mirror, going to come back and frame a mirror and hang it up? Well, I'm going to tell you that you'll need to get a stud sensor and actually locate the studs that are traversing that back wall. And let's just like make a little pencil mark at about head height, okay, on where each particular stud is. The dilemma is when I'm now trying to hang that mirror, the studs, not only is it not centered on the sink, but it isn't equally spaced from that. I may have one stud that's 9 inches to the left of the faucet, and the next stud will be 7 inches to the right of the stud, giving me the 16 inches. So now I have to put an anchor in each one of those studs and get the wire on the backside of the mirror frame to where it balances the mirror steady, but isn't necessarily depending on the beauty and the world of physics and gravity to hang it straight just from one. And it always will want to list. So then the option is, if those studs don't particularly line up in a way that you like them to get the job done the way you want it to finish, now we've got to find an anchor that we can put into the sheetrock itself that will hold that mirror in a center hanging position. And we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. Right here at Rosie on the House, here taking your calls. When we get back, we only have one caller on hold. There are open lines if you'd like to jump in. 1-888-767-4348.